那么今天我的信息的题目是耶稣的四个名称。
Today the title is the fourfold names of Jesus.
所以请弟兄姐妹朋友们打开圣经，以赛亚书第九章第六节。
Please turn to Isaiah 9:6.
以赛亚书第九章第六节。
Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6.
因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙赐世，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君。
For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
那名字对一个人很重要。
A name for a person is very important.
因为名字能够表明一个人的个性还有他的特征。
Because a name could reflect a person's character and special characteristics.
那么所罗门王说，选一个好的名字比选财富来得更重要。
And Solomon said that choosing a good name is even more important than riches.
当然所罗门王所指的是好听的名字。
And of course, Solomon's referring to is a good sounding name.
因为他认为一个名字跟一个人的名声应当是相称的。
Because, he believes that a person's name and, his, qualities is similar.
那名字有它的特殊的意义。
And names has their special meanings.
我们在早期的时候
In the old days,
有些华人不会给他的儿女起一些好听的名字。
Some Chinese do not give their children good sounding names.
比如说美丽
，perhaps beautiful，
或者宝珠
，or precious，
或者金山
，or maybe gold mountain。
因为我有一位朋友，他的父亲，他的名字叫做金山。
I have a friend whose name was actually gold mountain.
他们不为他们起这么好听的名字。
They don't name their kids these names.
原因就是怕那些鬼神来干扰他们的儿女。
Because they're afraid that the evil spirits might come and disrupt their children.
那所以他为他们取一些不好听的名字。
So they name their children some bad names.
比如说阿猪啊，阿狗啊。
Maybe pig, dog.
听起来很低贱。
It sounds very lowly.
因为鬼神也不要他们。
So hopefully the evil spirits wouldn't like them either.
那么圣经里面的人名
But in the Bible, the names
那不少有他们的意义
have their meanings.
比如说亚当他的意思是从泥土起出来的。
For instance, Adam means made out of the dirt.
或者是红土的意思
or red dirt.
圣经里面旧约圣经里面有一个人他的名字叫做以诺。
And there's a man whose name was Enoch.
那以诺他没有面对死亡。
Enoch did not face death.
他在世上突然间就消失掉。
He suddenly disappeared from this earth.
因为神把他带走了。
Because God took him.
所以以诺的意思是指献身的意思。
So Enoch's meaning is dedicated.
亚伯拉罕的名字之前的名字叫做亚伯兰。
Abraham, his name started off as Abram.
所以亚伯拉罕的意思是指忠心群众之父。
And Abram, the meaning is father of faithful multitudes.
然后亚伯拉罕的妻子莎拉。
And Abram's wife Sarah.
莎拉的意思就是公主的意思。
Sarah means princess.
摩西他的意思是从水中被取出来。
And Moses means drawn from water.
还有在新约圣经里面彼得他的意思是磐石。
And Peter means rock.
还有保罗是很小的意思。
And Paul means small.
如果你起你儿子的名是保罗，他应当是很小的。
So if you name your child Paul, then he should be small.
所以刚才我们所读那节经文。
So when we read the passage,
圣经说婴孩的名字被称为奇妙赐世。
And It says the child's name shall be called Wonderful Counselor.
全能的神
Mighty God.
永在的父
Everlasting Father.
和平的君
And Prince of Peace.
所以先知以赛亚在公元前700年的时候预言说
So Isaiah in 700 BC prophesied
700年之后在伯利恒将会有一位婴孩诞生
That 700 years later in Bethlehem a child will be born
他的名字叫做奇妙赐事
His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor
全能的神
Mighty God
永在的父
Everlasting Father
和平的君
Prince of Peace
所以当以赛亚说这个预言的时候
So when Isaiah gave this prophecy
以色列人正面对一个困境
The Israelites were in a difficult situation.
因为他们被敌人围攻。
Because they were being attacked by enemies.
所以以赛亚在以赛亚书第九章他说他以这个好像米甸的日子一样来形容以色列人当时所面对的处境。
So in Isaiah chapter 5, he used as though, the past from the time of Midian's, the Gideon's were, Israel was suffering.
因为以色列的人在神的面前行邪恶的事情。
Because Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord.
那么因此神借着这个米甸人来攻打他们。
So God used the Midianites to attack them.
那么因着米甸人的欺压。
And because of the oppression of the Midianites.
那么以色列人活在这个困苦当中。
The Israelites lived under hardship.
所以他们所经历的原因是因为他们的罪。
So what they experience a reason is because of their sin.
所以在这种情况之下以赛亚说了这个预言。
So under this situation, Isaiah said this prophecy.
他说因有一婴孩为我们而生有一子赐给我们政权必担在他的肩头上他名称为奇妙赐事全能的神永在的父和平的君。
For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
那么神借着先知以赛亚看到700年之后所要发生的事情。
So God, through the prophet Isaiah, showed him what will happen 700 years later.
那么他看到在伯利恒有一位婴孩诞生。
And he saw that in Bethlehem, a baby is born.
所以700年之后
So 700 years later.
如果从我们现在算的话是2000年前。
So, if we look at it from our time, it's 2000 years ago.
所以先知以赛亚的预言被应验了在历史里面。
So, the prophecy of Isaiah was fulfilled.
所以在马太福音第一章第21节到第23节这么说。
So in Matthew chapter 1 verses 21 to 23 says,
他将要生一个儿子你要给他起名叫耶稣。
She will bear a son and you shall call his name Jesus.
因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里拯救出来。
For he will save his people from their sins.
所以这一切事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话说必有童女怀孕生子。人要称他的名为以马内利。
Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel.
所以以马内利的意思就是神与我们同在的意思。
So the meaning of Emmanuel is God with us.
所以这位诞生在伯利恒的婴孩，以赛亚说是奇妙的赐事。
So this child who is born in Bethlehem, Isaiah tells us that he is the wonderful counselor.
所以英文圣经把它翻译成了 wonderful counselor.
So in English it says wonderful counselor.
什么是 wonderful?
What is wonderful?
因为 wonderful 这个字来自 wonder 的这个字。
And wonderful, the root is wonder.
那么可能你听过世界七大奇观。
Perhaps you have heard of the seven wonders of the world.
Wonderful 这个字就好像英文另外一个字 awesome.
And wonderful is like another English word awesome.
不可以随便使用这些字。
You shouldn't just randomly use these words.
有些小孩子说 oh, my ice cream is awesome.
Some kids now say, oh, my ice cream is awesome.
You cannot say that. 以赛亚用这个形容词来形容神的伟大。
And Isaiah used this term to describe God's greatness.
所以当这个 Handel 他写这个弥赛亚的时候
，So when Handel
这首诗歌的时候
，When Handel wrote the Messiah，
那么他谈到这个救主和他个人的经历
，And he spoke of the Savior and his personal experience，
然后使到他感动到流泪。
So that he was brought to tears.
所以他的同事跟他的朋友都看到他生命的改变。
And his co-workers and his friends all saw the change in his life.
所以从那时候开始他不再写这个属世的音乐了。
And so from that point on, he no longer wrote secular music.
所以当他写完这个哈利路亚合唱的时候
So when he was done writing Hallelujah Chorus
他哭着说他我看到天堂和那伟大的神
He wept and he says I saw heaven and the glory of God
那么对于他来说神的名很特别
And to him the name of God is very special
而且有很深的意义
It has very deep meaning
所以主耶稣的名以赛亚说是很奇妙的
So Isaiah says that the name of Jesus is wonderful
所以在诗篇第72篇第17节诗人这么说
So in Psalm 72 verse 17 the psalmist said
他的名要存到永远要流传如热之久人要因他蒙福万国要称他有福
May his name endure forever May his name increase as long as the sun shines And let men bless themselves by him Let all nations call him blessed
所以主耶稣的名不只是奇妙的
So the name of Jesus is not just wonderful
他也是我们的赐事
He's also a counselor
这不是我们所想象的或者 counselor
It's not the counselor that we think of.
那么圣经里面，特别是诗篇的箴言，经常提到这个用词。
And in scripture, especially in Psalms and Proverbs, it mentions this term often.
比如说诗篇16篇第7节这么说。
For instance, Psalm 16:7 says,
我必称颂那指教我的耶和华，我的心常在夜间也警戒我。
I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night.
所以这个指教是来自神的。
And so this counsel comes from God.
他是我们的 counselor.
He's our counselor.
当我们有需要的时候，当我们面对困难的时候
，When we have need, when we face difficulties,
他成为我们的 counselor.
He becomes our counselor.
他是我们随时的帮助。
He is our present help.
所以主耶稣这么说
And so Jesus said
他说凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来我就使他们得安息
Come to me all who are weary and heavy laden and I will give you rest
所以这个奇妙赐事或者 wonderful counselor 是很至高的一个 counselor
So wonderful counselor is of the highest position
而且是很可靠的
It's very trustworthy
他比能帮助我们面对这个我们人生里面的问题和困难。
He will help us to face problems and hardships in life.
所以当你面对苦难的时候
So whenever you're facing difficulties.
当你的心感到忧伤的时候
And when your heart is troubled.
你通常去找谁
Who do you look for?
你去找人还是找耶稣
Do you look for people or do you go to Christ?
所以信靠耶稣的人他有一个可靠的 counselor.
So those who believe in Jesus has a trustworthy counselor.
所以在新约圣经里面保罗在腓立比书这么说。
So in the New Testament, Paul says in Philippians,
当你有忧虑的时候你找谁?
Whenever you're anxious, who do you look for?
所以保罗在这边说应当一无挂虑只要凡事借着祷告祈求和感谢将你们所要的告诉神
So Paul says Be anxious for nothing But in everything by prayer and supplication With thanksgiving Let your requests be made known to God
那后果就是神所赐出人意外的平安必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念
And the peace of God Which surpasses all comprehension Will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus
所以先知以赛亚说这个婴孩不只是奇妙的赐事
And so Isaiah tells us this child will not only be wonderful counselor,
也是一位全能的神
He's also mighty God.
因为他说这位诞生在伯利恒的婴孩，他是一位全能的神。
Because he says that this child that will be born in Bethlehem is the mighty God.
所以耶稣的诞生，使徒约翰在约翰福音他这么说。
So for Jesus' birth, the Apostle John said in the book of John.
他说道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father.
我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Full of grace and truth.
还有在约翰福音第一章第一节，约翰这么说。
And in John 1:1, John says.
他说太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
换句话说，主耶稣就是约翰福音所说的道。
In another word, Jesus is the Word that John talks about.
那位全能的神。
The Almighty God.
所以主耶稣在世上33年的时间，他是神也是人。
So Jesus, having been on earth, he's God and man.
所以当主耶稣出来传讲这个天国的福音的时候。
So when Jesus came out to preach the kingdom of God.
他在地上显示了他的神性。
He revealed his deity in here on earth.
那么耶稣在这个迦拿的一个婚宴里面。
Jesus at a wedding in Canaan.
那么主耶稣把这个水变成酒。
He turned water into wine.
那么四福音书里面经常谈到主耶稣所行的神迹。
And the four gospels it often mentions the miracles that Jesus has performed.
那么主耶稣使到一个生出来瞎眼的人能够看见。
Jesus caused a man who was born blind to see.
然后主耶稣把一个瘸腿的人把他医治好能够行走。
And he healed the lame so that he could walk.
然后圣经还说他用了五饼二鱼喂饱了5000个人。
And he fed 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
那么圣经里面还描述到有一个晚上门徒在船上的时候。
And the Bible also describes that one night when the disciples were in the boat.
那么突然间起了大浪。
Suddenly, there was a great storm.
他们看见耶稣在水上行走。
And they saw Jesus walking on water.
当耶稣上船的时候，那个风就平静了。
And when Jesus got into the boat, the storm calmed.
所以在马太福音第14:33有这么的记载。
So in Matthew 14, verse 33, it records.
在船上的人都拜他说，你真是神的儿子了。
And those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, you are certainly God's son.
所以玛利亚和马大的一位兄弟叫做拉撒路。
And Mary and Martha's brother Lazarus.
我们都知道拉撒路有一天他生病了，去世了。
We know that Lazarus one day got sick and he died.
所以他们就把这件事情告诉耶稣。
And they told this to Jesus.
并且请耶稣来看拉撒路。
They had asked Jesus to come to see Lazarus.
如果你读圣经的话，你发觉到主耶稣没有立刻去看拉撒路。
If you read the Bible, you realize that Jesus did not go to Lazarus right away.
而且向门徒说。
And he told his disciples.
他说我们的朋友拉撒路睡着了。
Our friend Lazarus is asleep.
我会去叫醒他。
I go to wake him.
所以虽然拉撒路死了4天。
So even though Lazarus died for 4 days.
但是主耶稣使拉撒路从死里复活过来。
But Jesus raised him from the dead.
所以在约翰福音第11章这么说。
So in John chapter 11 it says,
他说复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even if he dies.
所以拉撒路从死里复活显示耶稣是那位全能的神。
And so Lazarus rising again from the dead shows that Jesus is the mighty God.
因为只有神能够使一个从死里复活过来。
Because only God can cause a person to rise again from the dead.
因为生命是从神而来的。
Because life comes from God.
所以当主耶稣被钉死十字架的时候。
So when Jesus was nailed to the cross.
那么圣经说他埋葬，然后3天后从死里复活过来。
The Bible says that he was buried and 3 days later rose again.
主耶稣的复活胜过了死亡。
And Jesus' resurrection conquered death.
那么使到他信他的人虽然死了将来会从死里复活过来。
so that those who believe, even if they die, yet they will rise again.
所以耶稣基督的复活预表那些相信得救的人。
So Jesus' resurrection represents those who believe in Jesus.
将会从死里复活过来。
That they will rise again from the dead.
而得到这个永生的生命。
And receive eternal life.
所以在约翰福音第三章十六节，他的意思就是这个意思。
So in John 3:16, that's what it means.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
所以主耶稣是先知以赛亚所预言的那位全能的神。
So Jesus is the, who Isaiah had prophesied about, the mighty God.
那位创造天地万物的主。
He's a God who created heaven and earth.
所以在创世纪第一章第三节到第五节这么说。
So in Genesis chapter 1 verse 3 to 5 it says,
他说神说要有光就有了光。
And then God said, let there be light, and there was light.
那么神看光是好的，就把光暗分开了。
God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness.
那么神称光为昼，称暗为夜，有晚上，有早晨，这是头一天。
God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and there was evening, and there was morning one day.
所以主耶稣是创世纪第一章所说的那位神。
So Jesus is a God who Genesis spoke of.
那么他在六天里面创造了天和地。
And in 6 days he created heaven and earth.
所以神说天下的水要聚在一处，使干地旱地露出来，事就这样成了。
Then God said, let the waters below the heavens be gathered into the one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so.
那么神称旱地为地，称水为聚处为海，神看作是好的。
God called the dry land earth, and the gathering of the waters he called seas, and God saw that it was good.
所以先知以赛亚说，主耶稣不只是奇妙的赐事。
So Isaiah says that Jesus is not only the wonderful counselor.
是全能的神。
He's a mighty God.
他也是永在的父。
He's also the everlasting father.
什么是永在的父？
And what is the everlasting father?
因为神不受时间的限制。
Because God is not limited by time.
所以在约翰福音第一章第一节到第二节。
So in John chapter 1 verses 1 to 2.
所以太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.
刚才我说过，这个道就是指耶稣基督。
And I have mentioned that this Word refers to Jesus Christ.
如果你看原文的话，这个道是 Logos。
If you look at the original word, language, the word here is the word Logos.
所以 Logos 这意思另外一个意思呢，把它翻译成英文的话是 Christ.
And Logos, if you translate it as Christ.
因此我们可以把这两节经文读成这么读。
So you can read these two verses as.
所以太初有基督，基督与神同在，基督就是神，这基督太初与神同在。
In the beginning was Christ, and Christ was with God, and Christ was God. Christ was in the beginning with God.
那么请注意这两节经文的太初。
And please note, in the beginning.
所以英文把它翻译成 in the beginning.
English it says in the beginning.
所以太初有道的意思就是在世界万物还没有被创造之前。
In the beginning means that before, the world was created.
在世界，在时间还没有开始之前。
And before the beginning of time.
那么基督已经存在了。
Jesus already existed.
我们都活在这个有空间有时间的一个世界里面。
We live in a world with space and time.
因为时间在创造天地万物的时候开始。
Because time began when everything was created.
我们自从那个时候开始，时间一直在前进。
And from that time on, time continued to move forward.
我们经常说 时间过得真快，一年又过去了。
We often say time flies and another year has passed.
是不是啊？还有两个礼拜，2016年了。
Isn't it true that after just two more weeks, it'll be 2016?
原因就是时间一直在往前走。
The reason is that time keeps marching forward.
因为时间不会倒退。
Because time does not go backwards.
啊，而且根据圣经所说。
And according to scripture.
然后时间有一天会结束的。
One day time will be done.
因为当主耶稣再来的时候。
Because when Jesus comes again.
将这个天地将要废去。
Heaven and earth will pass away.
那个时候时间就结束了。
And at that time, time will end.
然后所有得救的人将会进入一个永恒的阶段。
So all those who are saved will enter into eternity.
然后相对的那些不得救的人也将会进入另外一个永恒的阶段。
Likewise, those who do not believe will enter into a different eternity.
因为永恒不受时间的限制。
Because eternity is not limited to time.
所以在约翰福音第八章第四十八节到五十九节谈到主耶稣啊。在亚伯拉罕之前的事情。
So in John 8, it spoke of Jesus before Abraham.
那么这段经文谈到在亚伯拉罕没有出世之前，圣经说耶稣已经存在了。
And it spoke of that before Abraham existed, Jesus was already there.
所以犹太人为了这件事情跟主耶稣起了争论。
So the Jews began to argue with Jesus because of this.
他说犹太人说你还没有五十岁岂见过亚伯拉罕呢
So the Jews said to him, You're not yet 50 years old, and have you seen Abraham?
然后耶稣说我实实在在告诉你们还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was born, I am.
所以这些犹太人他们正在想。
And these Jews were thinking,
因为我们的祖先亚伯拉罕在2000年前已经诞生在这个世界上。
Our ancestor Abraham was born 2000 years earlier.
他说你他是指耶稣你还没有50岁。
He said you, referring to Jesus, you're not even 50 years old.
怎么说啊还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
How can you say that before Abraham existed, you were there?
所以主耶稣这么说显示他是永在的神。
So, Jesus said this, it shows that he was ever existing.
因为在亚伯拉罕没有出世之前
Because before Abraham was,
他已经存在了。
He already existed.
在天地万物还没有被创造之前
And before the creation of heaven and earth,
在时间还没有开始之前
And before the beginning of time,
耶稣已经存在了。
Jesus existed.
主耶稣是那位永恒的神。
Jesus is the everlasting the eternal God.
不受时间和空间的限制。
He's not limited by time or space.
然后这位永恒的神在2000年前来到世上。
And this eternal God came to the world 2000 years ago.
诞生在一个地方叫做伯利恒。
He was born in Bethlehem.
成为人的样式。
He took on the form of man.
住在人群当中。
He lived among men.
那么最后被钉死在十字架上。
And finally he was nailed to the cross.
以致人的罪得到赦免。
So that men's sins can be forgiven.
因为主耶稣是那位永在的神。
And because God is the always ever existing God.
生命从他而来。
Life comes from him.
那么凡信靠他的人。
Anyone who believes in him.
将会得到这个永生的生命。
Will receive eternal life.
所以先知以赛亚说这个婴孩也是耶稣基督第一他是奇妙的测试。
So the prophet Isaiah says that this child, first he is the wonderful counselor.
第二他是全能的神。
Second, he's the mighty God.
那么第三他是永在的父。
Thirdly, he's the everlasting father.
那么第四呢他是和平的君。
And fourthly, he's the prince of peace.
所以刚才我说过当以赛亚说这个预言的时候
As I mentioned before, when Isaiah gave this prophecy,
以色列人当时面对敌人的围攻
The Israelites were facing the attacks from their enemies.
如果你看以赛亚书第八章的时候
If you look at Isaiah chapter 8,
然后第八章 结束的时候形容到这个以色列人所面对的 处境。
At the end of that chapter, it describes the situation that Israelites were in.
他说仰观上天俯察下地不料竟是艰难黑暗和幽暗的痛苦他们必被赶入乌黑的黑暗中去。
Then they will look to the earth and behold distress and darkness, the gloom of anguish, and they will be driven away into darkness.
所以在这种情况之下先知以赛亚说了这个预言。
So under such circumstance, Isaiah gave the prophecy.
因有一婴孩为我们而生有一子赐给我们政权必担在他的肩头上他的名称为奇妙赐世全能的神永在的父和平的君。
For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace.
所以当保罗在这个帖撒罗尼迦后书结束的时候他以主耶稣的平安来祝福教会。
And so in 2 Thessalonians, when Paul was wrapping up his letter, he used the peace of God to bless the church.
他说愿赐平安的主随时随事亲自给你们平安愿主常与你们众人同在。
Now may the Lord of peace himself continually grant you peace in every circumstance. The Lord be with you all.
所以保罗在罗马书也用同样的祝福。
And in Romans, Paul used similar blessing.
他说是平安的神常与你们同在 Amen.
That may the Lord who gives peace be with you always. Amen.
因为平安是从耶稣而来的。
Because peace comes from Christ.
我们活在一个没有平安的世界里面。
We live in a world without peace.
那么根据一个报道。
According to a report.
那么自从人类历史开始的时候只有8%的时间是有平安的。
In all recorded history, only 8% of a time in the world that there is peace.
然后换句话说在过去3500年的时间里面只有286年的时间有平安。
In other words, in the past 3530 years, there's only 286 years of peace.
有平安就是没有战争。
And a peace is referring to no wars.
因为在过去的历史里面一共有8000个和平的合约不成为这个合约。
Because in the past there has been 8000 peace treaties that went nowhere.
是的直到今天这个世界没有平安。
Yes, so today there is no peace in this world.
如果你看新闻的话你会发觉到战争到处都是。
If you look at the news, you'll realize there is war everywhere.
现在有一个很无形的战争正在在我们的世界里面。
And right now there's kind of a formless war that's going on in this world.
随时在会在我们当中发生。
And it can happen among us anytime.
世界没有平安。
There is no peace in this world.
为什么
?Why?
因为人的心邪恶。
Because men's hearts are evil.
所以按照这个以赛亚书57章20节21节这么说。
So according to Isaiah 57:20-21.
他说唯独恶人好像翻腾的海不得平静其中的水常融出污秽的淤泥来。我的神说恶人必不得平安。
But the wicked are like the tossing sea, for it cannot be quiet, and its waters toss up refuse and mud. There is no peace, says my God, for the wicked.
为什么这个世界没有平安?
Why is there no peace in this world?
原因就是因为人的罪恶。
It's because of men's sins.
而使到人的心里面没有平安。
So that men's heart have no peace.
而自从人类犯罪以来
And ever since men sinned,
人就失去了平安
men lost peace.
因为人自己要行自己的路
Because men wants to do things their own way.
他们不要服从神
They refuse to obey God.
他们成为神的敌人
They become enemies of God. Therefore, there is no peace in their hearts.
主耶稣来到这个世界上，目的就是要把平安带来。
Jesus came to this world to bring peace.
使到人跟神能够再次的和好。
So that men and God will once again be reconciled.
所有愿意相信耶稣，愿意悔改跟随耶稣的人，就能够得到这个平安。
So all who are willing to believe in Jesus to repent and come to Christ, then he will have peace.
所以保罗在罗马书这么说，我们既因信称义，就借着我们的主耶稣基督得与神相合。
So in Romans 5:1, Paul says, therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣这么说。
And Jesus said,
他说我留下的平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives to you, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful.
你的心里有没有平安？
Do you have peace in your heart?
如果你还没有信耶稣的话，
If you have not yet believed in Jesus,
圣经说你可以借着耶稣与神和好。
The Bible tells us that you can be reconciled with God through Jesus Christ
而得到平安
and receive peace.
如果你说自己是基督徒的话，
If you say that you're a Christian,
你的心里有没有平安？
Do you have peace in your heart?
如果没有平安的话，你要审查自己。
If you do not have peace, then examine yourself.
因为如果你有耶稣，你就有平安。
Because if you have Jesus, you will have peace.
所以先知以赛亚说，这个婴孩他是奇妙的赐事。
So the prophet Isaiah says that the child will be called Wonderful Counselor.
他是那位永恒的神。
He's a mighty God.
他是那位全能的神。
He's everlasting Father.
他是和平的君。
And he's Prince of Peace.
所以当我们在这个圣诞节的期间来思想这个事情的时候。
So during time of Christmas, as we reflect on this,
如果你是信耶稣的，
If you believe in Jesus,
你必须明白他是那位创造天地万物的神。
You must understand that he is a God who created heaven and earth.
让我们用点点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's use some time to reflect on today's message.
我们在你的心中，耶稣到底他是谁？
Who is Jesus in your heart?
他在你的生命里面所占的部分有多少？
And what part does he have in your life?
在你的生命当中，耶稣是否是那位全能的神？
In your life, is Christ the Almighty God?
永在的父，
The Everlasting Father,
和平的君，
The Prince of Peace.
亲爱的父神，我们要献上满心的感谢。
Heavenly Father, we offer a heart full of thanks.
感谢你2000年前的时候来到这个世上。
We thank you that 2,000 years ago you came to the world.
成为一个仆人。
Became a servant.
死在十字架上承担了我们的罪。
Died on the cross and took our sins.
把我们从罪中拯救出来。
And saved us out of sin.
使到我们再次与你和好。
So once again, we are reconciled to you.
因此我们在这里要献上满心的感谢。
And we give you thanks.
求主你使我们珍惜这个宝贵的救恩。
Please help us to treasure this salvation.
让我们愿意摆上我们的生命。
And help us be willing to offer up our lives.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.